Welcome back to the Awakener Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. This is The Awakener. We've got a great episode for you today, but before we begin, once again, go to theawakener.ca. It's one word, theawakener.ca. If you really want to understand what is going on, it is very, very complicated. To really grasp it fully and to understand the events that are occurring and the events that will unfold, you have to understand world history, first of all, and understand the various factions and the war that is happening in front of your eyes. Yes, you live in a war. You were born in a war. There is a hidden war going on for control over the planet between two ideologies and two powers who will have all the resources, all the technology, and who will control the population of the world and what this world will look like. This is a very, very catastrophic and dangerous war that's unfolding while you live your life completely oblivious while all this goes down. I'm going to explain to you using world history, and it's very easy to understand what is happening, okay? Since 1945 and the defeat of Nazi Germany, there have been two sides that have been at war with each other. That's the U.S. industrial complex and what's called the Soviet conspiracy. The Soviet conspiracy is an all-out war versus the USA to destroy it. Now, if you study world history, you're going to understand the Iron Curtain and obviously the amassing of nuclear missiles from both sides. And I'm going to take you down kind of a little kind of explanation of world history. So 1945 to 1962, I would call this era when the USA was incredibly powerful. Okay. The USA was the superpower after World War II that could not be defeated. Now, between 1962 and 1969, the Soviet Union had made far greater leaps and bounds in the era of space technology. This led to them developing nuclear missiles that were very, very powerful, and getting very close and actually overtaking the USA technology-wise with nuclear missiles and stuff like that from space. And they tried to do this war between a period of time, which was 1962 and the Bay of Pigs crisis and JFK. Now, between, I guess, after this period of time, after 1969, toward, I guess the moon landing, and I would say the late 70s to early 80s, the Soviet Union became very demoralized, which is the USA had advancements, and then the Soviet Union got farther and farther behind. By 1980s, the Soviet Union couldn't pay their debts. They were running into major problems, and they were on the verge of losing this war to the U.S. complex. In 1989, before the Soviet Union collapsed, Russia had a GDP of $389 billion. China had a GDP of roughly the same, and both had a GDP equal to Canada's. The GDP of America at the time, $8 trillion. They could not be defeated. The U.S. industrial complex that backs the Western world, that backs kind of our civilization and the way historically it has been, could not be beat by the Soviets. Now, who stepped in to save the Soviets? The insider's looking at me right now. Insider, who was it?
Was it George Soros?
George Soros. George Soros and his organization spent all this money to collapse the Iron Curtain, so they told you, and it was a fake. So ask yourself this, the global establishment that is led by George Soros and all these people and all these organizations and all this money, what are they feeding you? They are feeding you communism. It was a lie. It was a lie to trick you. The Iron Curtain is not over, okay? Russia just gave up its territories. Poland, Hungary, Czechoslovakia, all gone. The Iron Curtain was gone. America celebrated everything. Everybody thought they won this battle. False. If you really want to know what's happening, the KGB, which was organizing all of this and the military apparatus of Russia and the Soviet Union, all collapsed, and they organized within a very close group of individuals and former oligarchs across various ex-Soviet states. And they sought about to create a new evil plan. This evil plan is to get the USA, while it basically was asleep, and the Western world for the taking while it was asleep. And if you read theawakener.ca, you can detail it all, and it's very, very easy to understand the events that are unfolding. George Soros and the globalists and the Soviets are acting in unison in a gigantic war against the Western world. The globalists are leading the Western world and the USA to its grave through a media and propaganda war on many levels that people have absorbed over the last 40 years. Think about things for a second. Who is changing our society? Well, it's because of our media and what we think. Who is changing the way we think, the way we see things, the way we see the planet, all the falsified information fed to us? It's the globalists and their media apparatus that are leading us to our death. Now, to explain it to you on a military perspective, the Soviets and America both undertook vast amounts of nuclear testing in the 60s and the 50s. And as you know, they signed the Outer Space Treaty because they both came to a conclusion. Oh my goodness, EMP weapons, which is a nuclear weapon from outer space in a satellite form, is the most devastating nuclear weapon ever produced. That is, there's no decimation on the ground, but it kills an advanced society very, very rapidly because it kills the electrical grid, and a society advanced like ours cannot function without electricity. People go from basically the power goes out to thinking nothing of it, to eating their pets in 2 weeks, to complete chaos in a month. Society implodes on itself. The Soviets knew that North Korea and Iran would never abide by the Outer Space Treaty and have been covertly aiding them and abetting them in advance of their nuclear program using miniaturized nuclear weapons, the selling of nuclear material to them, and of course, aiding and abetting their space programs. Now, here's the problem. The globalists have made the USA so weak and our civilization so weak and ready for empire collapse that the globalists worked with the Soviets on a hidden project. That hidden project was Barack Obama. Barack Obama was the Soviet plant orchestrated to the White House the moment before empire collapse for specifically one task. That one task was the U.S. fissile material. Iran and North Korea have had a nuclear program for decades. Why have they not used their nuclear weapons? Think about it. It's because it carries consequence of action. The Soviets want to have what's called a communist revolution where they seize control and there is no opposition to them, much like they did in the Soviet Union, the Russian Revolution of 1917. And they know they have to do this to the USA under the guise of immense chaos. That's when the electrical grid fails. Seize control. It's outlined in Barack Obama's movie, Leave the World Behind. This is when America's laws would go and change and never go back again. Okay, and then obviously a takeover of the Western world. This is much like the takeover of Rome right before Rome collapsed. America's enemies conspired to take her out. Barack Obama was the communist plant that was orchestrated to the White House by the globalist people working in unison with the communists. The globalists are passing the communist dream world, communist world government, complete oversight and control, no democracy, only the illusion of democracy. Well, what we say goes, that's it. And it should all make sense to you when you read theawakener.ca. In the last hour, right before they were going to pin this war on somebody they had completely blackmailed, Hillary Clinton, along comes Donald Trump. Now, the events that are unfolding today are planned, okay? They're planned because Donald Trump, Biden, all the events that are unfolding are the planned U.S. industrial complex answer to the Soviets, which means a little birdie tipped off the U.S. complex. And much like Oppenheimer back in 1945, where the U.S. complex knew the Western world was under threat and paid for a bunch of money to get the nuclear bomb before the Western world's enemies, the events that are unfolding today are because of that same thing. The Western world is under perilous threat of extinction from advanced EMP weapons and advanced covert Soviet plan orchestrated by the globalists and a covert Soviet Union involving Barack Obama, involving blackmail and a bunch of other things. And the events that are unfolding cannot be stopped, which means this is what needs to happen to save the Western world. It's amazing, isn't it? Now, if you go to theawakener.ca, you're going to see all of this outlined for you, and it's amazing to read and watch. And I have the insider with me, and we're now going to start discussing kind of the latest events that are unfolding. Insider, how are you?
I'm doing great, Awakener. How are you?
Okay, so first thing we want to cover, obviously, is the war in, I guess there's three fronts right now. So there's a three-frontal war that's happening at the moment of empire collapse, the moment of change. So the first war we're going to talk about is Ukraine. The next war we're going to talk about is Israel, and then obviously Taiwan, as we talk about all the time, because this is kind of the latest thing that's happening. Now, Trump is coming back, and everyone thinks that Trump is coming back for good, and he's going to end the war in Ukraine. What do you think?
Well, first of all, can't we at least celebrate that Trump won the election?
We can celebrate Trump won the election, but ask yourself this. Why is it there were 10 million fewer Democrat voters?
Less cheating? Too big to rig?
Less cheating. Too big to rig? Maybe, but we'll talk about that later. So what's your latest prediction for Ukraine? Trump is coming back. Ukraine's going to go back to peace and love with Russia. You believe it?
No, I don't think peace and love, but I think that I believe what Trump says, that he's going to have a conversation with both of them and say they better sit down and shut up, and that's the end of it. We know what this war was for. It was try to get the U.S. into a military conflict or try to get Ukraine into NATO. That's not going to happen. So What's the
so
point
the globalists
of
and George Soros have been setting up Ukraine for quite some time to be the next revolution. Obviously, the first revolutions, the Soviet Union took the hit, they collapsed. The next revolution that was set up for decades in Ukraine is to be the one where the USA and the industrial complex of the USA loses. Simple. Right? They've been setting this up for quite some time. The oligarchs, as we detailed in this show, in Ukraine are working for the Soviets. I know that's really hard for a lot of people to believe. It's really hard to believe that this war is fake. It's not fake in a sense that the people are not dying. The war is real. Right. People are dying, but Russia's not sending their best. If they wanted to take Ukraine in a weekend and they had to, they would absolutely do it.
Right. They're dragging out this war. They're
exactly.
dragging it out.
They're dragging out this war because investigations tied to the Bidens are leading back to Soviets controlled oligarchs in Ukraine and crew that are working with Zelensky and are about to be exposed that they were working covertly with the Russians, which means the Nazis in Ukraine and the Russians are working together. Oh my goodness. It all makes sense now. This war is going to continue forever. I do not believe for a second, and I've said this from the beginning, that Donald Trump is not here to basically provide peace and love. The truth is not going to bring about peace and love. The truth is going to bring about the enemy's demise. Now, Insider, I know you have kind of a different opinion on that. What's that opinion?
Well, like I said,
he's going to fix all the world's problems.
No, I don't think he's going to fix the world's problems, but he's going to expose the communists and hopefully annihilate them.
Right, but exposing the communists is not going to lead to world peace. Exposing that Putin and Zelensky work together is not going to lead to world peace. This war is just going to drag on. In my point of view, the U.S. industrial complex has come along to this war and come along to giving Zelensky a bunch of money because they know that this is a final war that Putin and Russia have kind of committed to. And so they're along to basically drain out everything that comes with Russia. Now, Russia is so desperate that they're bringing North Korean soldiers as Operation Human Shield because Putin has kind of run out of his worst stuff. And, you know, the North Korean soldiers can just die because they're meaningless because that, you know, Putin and Xi really care nothing about North Korea, which is what we detailed you from the beginning. Now, the next one we want to move to is Israel. Now, Israel has its eyes on Iran's nuclear facilities. And we predicted in the last kind of attack that Israel would start taking out strategically Iran's nuclear program. And actually news has shown that Israel did attack one site that was made to make the explosive portion of these weapons. Now, what happens if Iran's nuclear program is completely decimated? Do you think they're going to, insiders looking at me like, oh my goodness, they're not going to have Israel anymore. They've lost this war. Right?
Right.
Of course, they're going to lose this war. This is why I detailed on this site and on my podcast that Iran launched an EMP weapon into space before all this happened. And this is why they have their final solution already up. Now, the events that are unfolding, Israel obviously could have done this. Think about this for a second. Israel has strategically taken out, boom, 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 all these things, one by one by one by one. They could have done this 15 years ago, right, Insider?
Yeah.
Why do you
absolutely.
Think they haven't? Why haven't they done that? Why didn't they do it?
Because they knew Trump was coming in?
No, it's because they never saw their enemy as being equal to them. Despite what Hezbollah and Hamas and all these people in Iran had, they never saw Iran militarily or Syria militarily as having the ability to actually take them out or do any damage because there was no reason to do this,
right?
Because they always viewed, okay, well, if Iran gets a nuclear program or if Syria gets a nuclear program, like, okay, you're suicide to nuke us. You're suicide to do this. And then obviously the little birdie figuring out, oh my goodness, well, what if Barack Obama is working to disable the USA, leaving us vulnerable? This is why there had to be a Soviet plan to organize all this. Now, the next one we're going to go onto is obviously Taiwan. Now, Taiwan has just gotten comfortable like a frog sitting in a boiling pot of water. Now, that pot obviously is boiling now and the frog is not recognizing it, but this pot used to be cooler and now it's warming. So China is getting Taiwan used to these military incursions every single day. First, there was one military incursion a week. Now, there's two a week. Now, there's 10 planes a day. Now, it's completely surrounded every single day and Taiwan is just kind of getting comfortable and not, oh, this is just normal activity. This is what they're, you know, this is what they're getting Taiwan, putting its back down. It's that simple. So what is your predictions for Taiwan? What do you see happening there? I know, let's specifically talk about maybe Trump and this kind of this defense program or defense bill that he wants to sign with Taiwan for weapons. What are your thoughts?
Well, look, they've been working against China for a number of years by backing Australia, New Zealand, helping Taiwan
right.
surreptitiously. They know that something's going to happen. China is eventually going to attack Taiwan.
Right. So the rumors are that Trump is going to sign this bill with Taiwan, and Taiwan's going to get the F-35s. They're going to get a bunch of other weapons. They're going to get new destroyers, maybe submarines. This is not something that China's going to like, is it? Do you think this is going to happen? Do you think Trump is serious when he says this?
Yeah, I believe he's serious, yes.
So a lot of people think Trump is coming back to kind of fix the world, and he's all about love and peace, and I think it's like complete bullshit, okay? It's complete and utter bullshit. So Obama was a Soviet plant. Trump is the U.S. industrial complex response to it. China's not going to be happy about this, okay? Israel is now going to be backed by somebody who actually has nuclear credibility on the Ohio-class submarines. Iran is not going to be happy about this. And neither is Putin going to be happy with Ukraine when, you know, Putin has to start sending his best soldiers because North Korea is inept, because Trump gives them, Ukraine a bunch of weapons and they go in. This is just not – everything that's happening is unfolding because Obama was a Soviet plant. And this is the strategic military undo of Barack Obama's presidency. To basically summarize it, is Obama was setting up the USA to take the big fat L. And now there's we have to make the enemy take the big fat L instead. And this is all an optical illusion of war. Now let's talk about Biden. Let's talk about kind of Matt. Is it Matt Gaetz? Let's talk about a bunch of other things that are kind of resulting around the Hunter Biden investigation. Now, what are your thoughts on that?
So, like you said, if Matt Gaetz does get confirmed,
I'm so excited.
He is going to go full on and investigate Hunter, and which is going to lead to not only Joe but James and the whole family and all the treason that they've committed.
All the treason. Now, do you think it's going to actually happen?
Yes.
Okay. So what has the DOJ been hiding the entire time? What's been going on behind the scenes with Biden when Biden's been the president? What has Garland been up to? I think these are all the answers that Gaetz will get his hands on, right?
Yeah, I agree. I'm sure they have all the evidence. But remember, Biden's a sitting president, so they're not going to go after him.
Right. So, well, except for his son. Maybe there'll be pressure if Gaetz is announced that Gaetz is going to get all this information all of a sudden handed to him on a platter. Maybe they're going to indict Hunter Biden before
Jan 20.
Maybe. And what happens then? Remember how we're one step of liability? A lot of people can only see Obama for who he is right now because he seems like a nice guy. He seems like he cares about America, which we all know in their heart of hearts he doesn't. Right. Okay, he doesn't give a crap about America. Now, this is going to be very interesting because the onus is going to become on Joe Biden, and then obviously the truth is going to come out when Trump has his presidency, right? And America's protected. I can't imagine Putin wanting that legal liability to go right one step from Obama. And obviously, if something ever happens to Obama, what's going to happen with Putin? It's a very interesting time to be alive because you can really see kind of Iran. You can see the assassination attempts from Iran on Trump. Right. You can kind of see Israel attacking Iran's nuclear program. You can kind of see how China and Russia are acting. You can kind of see all these factors are kind of funneling all together into kind of a truth. That truth is that they were going to take us out, ladies and gentlemen. While you were all asleep, the enemy was conspiring to take you out. We had no clue. And we're going to go to the Patreon and we're going to explain to you what's next.